Hello, critics, non-critics, and friends. Welcome to the Film Optics Podcast, where we take a glance into blockbusters, indie films, and everything in between. I'm your host, Christian, and as always, I'm joined by my partner in film, Devin, and today we're here to present our spoiler-free review of Monkey Man. But before we begin today's episode, you can listen to our podcast on podcast platforms around the internet. That includes Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. And if you are a new or seasoned listener to the show, we would love to hear from you guys. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at FilmOptics. That is optics with an X. Or you can email us at filmoptics@gmail.com for any movie-related questions. Devin, happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. Happy almost Friday. What's going on? How you been? How's your week been treating you?
It's been pretty good. You know, I got some Monkey Man help get through the hump day Wednesday. Definitely was something to look forward to there, and it was a good time. So got to watch the Monkey Man with the boys.
Oh, you brought the boys with you to the screening.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy.
Had to for this one. This is such a boys' movie.
So yeah, we are continuing the monkey train, or we began the monkey business train with Godzilla X Kong, the new Empire. And now we're moving on to Monkey Man. And then after that, we have The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes coming out in May. So we got a few more shenanigans to get through. But yeah, we're in the middle of the Monk trilogy. The Monkey trilogy? The Milogy? I don't know what you really want
to call it. If only it was May, we could have Monkey May.
I know. Monkey
Mayhem.
Monkey Mayhem. It would have been even better if this was the year of the monkey. Unfortunately, it is not. It is the year of the dragon. So I don't know when it comes to that chronological order. I forgot what year is up next. But yeah, Monkey Mayhem would have been awesome. That would have been pretty cool. I think there was actually kind of like a monkey-esque character in Star Wars Acolyte. I believe so. I think during like the very beginning like credits of the trailer, it looks.
I mean, Beast is monkey-esque in X-Men 97. Monkey traits. We can throw him in there.
I think we can for sure. Definitely. So as we had mentioned before, and you know, I'm glad Devin got to watch this movie with the boys. We are going to be doing a spoiler-free review of Monkey Man for you guys, directed by Dave Patel, the man himself. So, without further delay, we're just going to dive straight on in. We'll be right back after this introduction to Monkey Man.
What happened to your hands?
Car crash. Engine caught fire.
But you're living the life, bro. But we're rolling with the kings now, huh?
They don't even see us. They're all up there, living.
I'm stuck here in this. That's no life, bro.
So what are you going to do about this, Monkey Man?
And we are back with our spoiler-free review of Monkey Man. The director, again, of this film is Mr. Dev Patel. And writers include Dev Patel, Paul Ongunwella, and John Coley. And stars Dev Patel, Pito Bash, and Charito Kolpi. And the synopsis is as follows. An anonymous young man unleashes a campaign of vengeance against the corrupt leaders who murdered his mother and continue to systematically victimize the poor and powerless. With a runtime of 2 hours and 1 minute, this is rated R, and will be hitting theaters on Friday, April 5th. I thought it was next week, like the full, or I guess like the second full week of April, but I guess I was wrong. For some reason, I thought it came out when you were, you know, going on your family trip, but I guess I was wrong. But yeah, you can catch this out in theaters as of April 5th, 2024. So yeah, as we mentioned, we're just going to kind of hit the ground running. There's going to be no spoilers here whatsoever. Again, spoiler free for everyone who wants to watch this movie, because we want you guys to experience for yourselves, because wow, immaculate. I see what I did there. Devin, I'm going to pass it over to you so you can give your spoiler-free thoughts on Monkey Man.
Yeah, going to this one, there was definitely a lot of hype just because of what we've been hearing from people who have seen it early and just the trailer itself. Just a lot of hype has been growing around this movie, and I think there's definitely a good reason for that. And obviously, it's been called many things. Obviously, like John Wick in Mumbai, like that's kind of the tagline the movie itself is taking on. And so it definitely has like that John Wick background to kind of live up to and kind of world build around and into, just kind of that type of genre of movie where it's just great fight scenes, nonstop action, just a lot going on. But I think going into this one, I think it's important to know that it's not exactly like a one-to-one John Wick type movie, because this one is more so like a slow burn. Like there's a story focus here that's not as much so in John Wick. Whereas John Wick's like nonstop action for the whole movie, this one definitely takes some breaks throughout the movie to kind of slow down some things and get into the story and all the religious and political items that Dev Patel wanted to touch on for this story. And I think that you could view that as a good or a bad thing, but I think it definitely works for this movie because of the story that he's trying to tell. And I think it was good to slow down some things, and it would have been nice to have nonstop action, and that kind of hurts that people might be expecting that when they hear John Wick as the comparison. But of course there's a lot of action, but it's just, there are definitely some breaks of action throughout the movie. And I think the fight scenes are overall really well done. It seemed like there was a few fight scenes that with the shaky cam was a bit much. Like it was kind of hard to see what was going on in certain scenes. But it seems like possibly that could have been like a director's choice, where it might have been more shaky in the beginning, but then as the main character, Monkey Man himself, is learning and getting better, it might have steadied throughout the movie, is something that a couple of people noticed. So I think that could be a cool way to go about that. But overall, definitely a great time. Had a lot of fun in the theater. There were some good reactions in the crowd to certain scenes that popped up, and definitely pretty hyped.
So to address your shaky cam situation about your thoughts on the film, due to budget cuts, multiple shots were actually filmed on GoPros and iPhones. And this movie was originally meant to shoot on location in India in early 2020 before production was put on hold due to COVID. And they actually end up filming on location in Indonesia in early 2021. So I don't mind a bit of shaky cam here or there, you know, like if it's sprinkled throughout, which in Monkey Man, it's here and there, but it's not like the whole film. It's not like a Michael Bay situation, you know what I mean? But yeah, for my my thoughts on the film, just overall, I didn't really know too much about it. I think I watched the trailer once before going into this. I knew Dev Patel was, you know, this is his directorial debut. And the fact that he was able to create something with Jordan Peele being a producer on this, as well as Dev Patel with Monkey Paw Productions, I think Dev Patel made something fantastic here. It's beautiful. You know, it has a bit of a slow burn, like you had mentioned, like during the beginning, but I love how it sets up everything. Like you said, this is a revenge story. This isn't necessarily John Wick, like you said, even though this film's description says that it's John Wick in Mumbai. And like, it has like phenomenal, immaculate and insane action sequences, but I feel like there is more fluff when it comes to the story beats of Monkey Man, where, like you said, you know, it's more about, they pull things from religion, the casting system, and the political aspects of, you know, like Mumbai and what is going on here and how Dev Patel's character, Bobby, has been, you know, finding this is his whole life. You know, his whole life was taken from him due to the casting system and due to the politics that were happening. And I thought it was fantastic. I love it's a very red movie. It sometimes feels like Mumbai is like a, it feels like it's a its own version of Gotham City, where you really get to see how the casting system works here. There's another movie out there called Origin that I think people should go watch. I don't think Devin's seen it yet as well, but that also goes more into the casting system as well. But yeah, this movie felt real, and I'm happy that Dev Patel was the director behind this, because usually, you know, when you get to like Middle Eastern or like Indian movies, it's just like they just slap on like this like vintage like orange tint, and you're like, oh, you're in a different country. Like, no, this felt real. This felt like I was actually in the streets of Mumbai, even though they shot in Indonesia altogether. But it was fantastic. The characters were insane, and it has, like I said, it has that John Wick vibe, but it's different and it feels more real. It has more substance when it comes to this film. Like, the style is all there, but the way that you're able to just kind of sit back and watch this movie unfold was actually pretty beautiful. And I think this film has a lot more to say than what we're letting on. And I would definitely love to see it again, because, you know, this is Dev Patel. Like, this is Mr. The Green Knight. You know, he was in Yesterday. He's really been climbing up the ranks. And I think this film, with it being his directorial debut, I think people should take him a little bit more seriously, not only as a director, but like as an actor, because he he broke his hand on set while filming this thing, and he kept going strong.
Yeah, the action and fighting was all very gritty and like down to earth and just like salt of the earth type fighting. Like, you felt every punch. It all felt very powerful, even as he's learning how to actually fight throughout the movie. And he just gets more powerful as he goes, which was definitely very cool to show, like, his growth as a character.
Yeah. And also, I don't think I'll ever look at Bleach the same way again. Like,
good old Bobby's Bleach.
Yeah. Bobby's, dude, his hands. I was like, this is like crazy. But yeah, man, there's so much trivia behind this movie as well, where it's like, I don't even know where to begin. I dropped a little bit of the trivia earlier just to kind of, you know, get the ball rolling. But like, there's all these crazy facts when it comes to this film. So Dev Patel began training in Taekwondo, which I used to take when I was a kid, when he was 10 years old, and he earned his first Don Black Belt in March 2006 at the age of 16. And it's so freaking cool.
Yeah, Black Belt by 16 sounds pretty insane. Mentioned, I really liked the supporting cast as well. I always liked Charlito Copley. Whenever he's in, he just has like that energy that he brings to whatever movie he's in. He definitely brought it here as the ringleader of this movie. And then also good old Bobby's sidekick here, Alfonso. He was a good character too, just limping around everywhere. He was a nice side character. Not to spoil anything, but I'm curious what ended up happening to him.
Yeah, definitely. Oh my gosh, I wish we could do a spoiler review of this. My God, there's so much. Like, it's a 2-hour journey as well, and it's not a very long journey either. But I do agree, there's a lot of ambiguity in this film as well. But even touching on the action, kind of going back to that, the film, like, inspired by Patel's love for like Bruce Lee movies, Korean movies, Bollywood titles, and tales his grandfather told him as a child. You can really see that. But I really love the beginning of this movie, because there's a little bit of exposition about one of the monkey gods. I'm not gonna, you know, give it too much of a too much spoiler territory there, but it really does it seeks out it the religion aspect of it is pretty awesome too, where the relationship between, it's called the kid, but, you know, he calls himself Bobby, so we'll just say Bobby and his mother, It's beautiful, and it really makes you feel the how she dies, and it makes you feel the weight on the shoulders of, you know, he wants justice brought to him because of this. Let's wrap up here, Devins. Let's get into our final thoughts and ratings of this film. Didn't want to spend too much long on this because, you know, I didn't want to accidentally slip up and say something, but what are your final thoughts and ratings on Monkey Man?
Yeah, final thoughts on this one. Definitely a lot of hype for this movie, and I think it definitely earns that. I will say that if you're going into this one expecting a one-to-one John Wick movie, that's not what you're going to get here, and you might be disappointed. Because like I mentioned, there are definitely some lulls in the story, just in the movie, just to kind of focus more on the story. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because it definitely lends itself more to just kind of building out the story and the world that we're in here. And there's a lot of deep religious and spiritual, like, world building that is done in this movie. And I think that was very well done. Obviously something that I'm not very familiar with, so it was kind of cool to learn some of these things as the movie goes on, and even afterwards, just kind of looking things up and being informed about the history of India. As far as the score goes, I'd probably give it like a solid 86. Like, I do think there are some parts in the movie where it slows down a bit too much. And like I said before, some of the action scenes could be improved. Of course, if he had the budget that he should have had, then it wouldn't have been as much of an issue, like you mentioned. So hopefully, if he wants to make another one, I'd be welcome to a sequel for this one. If not, just continuing his directing career, because it's definitely a great start here.
Yeah. For me, when it comes to a rating, I would give this, like, man, this is probably my second favorite movie of the year so far. It kind of just blew me away, and I definitely want to go back and see it. Like everyone keeps saying, oh, it's John Wick, but in India, John Wick, but in Mumbai. And yeah, the action, it is very John Wick-esque. But I will say, when it comes to this movie, for the main character, he doesn't feel as invincible as John Wick. Like, we know what John Wick is. John Wick is very aware. There's a million times where John Wick probably should have died when he didn't. But, you know, dang it, it's cinema. No one really cares. People just want to see, you know, nonstop action. But I like how they were able to, in the best way possible, or the best that they could do, you know, pace out the action with the rest of this emotional journey that this character goes through. And I think everyone should go watch this movie. Like I said, a 90 out of 100. It is beautiful. You can tell the heart and soul that was put into this project. And I cannot thank Jordan Peele enough for ripping it from Netflix's claws and having this, you know, out and about. Just, hey, we're going to put this out for people to listen to or to watch, like, in theaters, because my screening absolutely loved it. I know we only got to see it like a few days early, but it's great. And I think we need more movies like this. Like, it's obviously inspired from other things, but it does tell its own story in the most original way possible. And we need more movies and more stories like that. So, with all that said, that does conclude today's episode. As Devin, you said you gave it a 84,
85?
86. 86. Oh my gosh. 86. Okay. Okay. So Devin gave this an 86 out of 100. And like I said before, I'm giving this a 90 out of 100. So the median score between both of ours would be an 88.5 out of 100 for our official podcast rating for Monkey Man. And that concludes today's episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, make sure to subscribe to our podcast on your preferred podcast platform of choice. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads at Film Optics. That is Optics with an X. And don't forget to share an episode of our podcast with a fellow movie lover, whether that be your mother, your brother, or your significant other. Spread the love for the Film Optics podcast. And now let's take a sneak peek at what's coming up next on the show. So we're going to be covering films such as Abigail within the coming weeks, as well as our Shogun Season 1 series review. And, of course, we're going to be covering X-Men 97. We have a lot of other TV shows we're going to be covering, possibly Fallout. And I think we're also going to be covering the docuseries Quiet on Set. So if you know what that is, definitely that's one that I'm looking forward to covering here for everyone to listen to. But as far as new releases that you can listen to as of right now, you can listen to our Godzilla X Kong The New Empire spoiler free review, as well as our Immaculate spoiler free review, and our Ghostbusters Frozen Empire review as well. And with all that said, thank you again for listening. If you enjoy the show, please take a moment to leave us a 5-star rating review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And stay connected by following us on Twitter for the latest updates and following us on Instagram and Threads, all that social media garbage. That was Devin, and I'm Christian, signing off. And remember, life is like a movie, so go out there and make it a blockbuster.
Peace.